This spring, the Georgia Supreme Court will hear arguments challenging that state's six-week abortion ban. The ACLU and a range of health care providers are the plaintiffs in the case. Since the law took effect last fall, clinics that provide abortions have had to adjust to the restrictions. WABE's Jess Mador spent time with some providers and patients at one of the clinics at the center of Georgia's battle over abortion access.
Tracy Wesley sits at a computer in her tiny office at Feminist Women's Health Center in Atlanta.
Today is a clinic day, a surgical abortion, medical pill abortion day.
She pulls up the day's patient schedule. The sun isn't even up yet.
I'm printing a list for today, how many patients we have. I bet you they got at least 40 folks on here, if not more.
This clinic provides abortions 3 days a week. Fridays and Saturdays are the busiest.
Standby. Standby. We have three on standby.
Copy. I'm getting the list together now.
The radio clip to Wesley's yellow safety vest crackles with the voice of a security guard outside the brick building.
Security advised me we've got three patients already waiting in the parking lot, so I'm going to head upstairs and get the list and start getting them up and getting them in.
Security is Wesley's number one concern. She's a retired police officer. Before that, she served in the military. Her experience comes in handy working at the clinic, she says, because abortion days bring anti-abortion protesters. It's always the same few people.
It never ends well for people to do this. And it won't end well for you if you continue in your rebellion.
They stand on the curb with a speaker. So Wesley trains her security team to be vigilant and keep protesters away from patients.
The biggest thing is do not engage with them, because they're going to say things. They're going to poke the bear. They're going to try to get a response out of you.
She stays mostly at the clinic entrance while security monitors the parking lot below.
Good morning. Good morning. How are y'all this morning? Good. You have an appointment?
I do. And there's my ID.
Thank you, dear. Sir, can I see your ID as well, please?
After Wesley's initial check-in, the patients go inside to register.
And it's during the ultrasound they find out how far along they actually are.
How far along in their pregnancies. Georgia prohibits abortions after around 6 weeks. Since the law's been in effect, front office supervisor Antoinette, who doesn't want to give her last name out of concern for her safety, says they turn away an average of 5 to 7 patients every abortion day.
We can't care for people who are over 6 weeks. Most women don't know that they're 6 weeks or pregnant in the first place. And sometimes patients aren't aware of the law.
Those who are too far along get counseling and information about abortion access in nearby states, such as Florida and South Carolina.
CB1, CB2?
Yep. Go ahead.
All right, I got room for 2 cars, 4 people. 2 cars, 4 people.
Every surgical abortion patient is required to come with a driver who also picks them up after the procedure.
What type of vehicle did you drive today? What color?
This continues all day. Wesley checks in patients and their drivers one by one. The cars mostly have Georgia plates, but other states too. Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, Ohio, and Mississippi. That's where the next patient is from. To get to the clinic, she says she and her friend drove overnight.
So we had to leave like around 12:30. No later than 1, though.
Mississippi enacted a so-called trigger law after the U.S. Supreme Court decision last summer overturning Roe v. Wade. Now abortion is allowed there only when a woman's life is in danger or in cases of rape reported to law enforcement.
It's completely banned.
The Mississippi patient says she's relieved she was able to travel to Atlanta for an abortion, but wishes she didn't have to.
I feel like it should be offered, you know, closer, because some people don't have a way to drive 5 hours or 8 hours. You know, you just don't never know what somebody's situation is.
CBT, go ahead.
Be advised, I've got room for 2 cars, 4 people.
4 people on the way up.
Good copy. I'll be at the top of the hill.
Wesley says she loves what she does at Feminist Women's Health Center.
I'm very passionate about what I do here because I'm a woman and it affects me like it affects everybody else.
She tries to comfort abortion patients and make their visits a little easier. Wesley is quick to offer them a kind word.
I can see how it hits them in their spirit, and I see the tears welling up in their eyes. You're going to be all right. I said, please know, this one incident is not going to determine the trajectory of the rest of your life. Things happen. But from this, take the lesson. And that's it. And then I asked him if I can give him a hug.
Since the six-week ban took effect, Wesley says it's been tough turning so many patients away. But she says this clinic will continue seeing patients for as long as abortion remains legal in Georgia. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Mador in Atlanta.